So let's review. The Mishnah taught Ve'ena Oitzi Yayin Nesach at Sheyerid Lebar. Wine that was pressed does not become Yayin Nesach until after it leaves the gas, the press, and enters the bar, the storage pit, because only then is the wine considered complete. The Gemara questions this from a Mishnah Mesechtes Maisus. V'atanya Yayin Mishi Yekapa, the obligation to separate Trumas and Maisus from wine begins later, after the wine sits in the bar for a while and the grape pits float up to the surface. And this implies that beforehand, the wine is incomplete even though it has already entered the bar. The Gemara offers two explanations. Rava says, Loi kasha, ha Rabbi Kiva ha Rabbanan. This is actually Machlikis Rabbi Kiva Chacham, as we see in the following Braisa. Yayin Mishayerid Lebar, Rabbi Kiva Ima Mishay Kappa. The Chacham hold like our Mishnah, and regarding both Trumais Umaisus and Yayin Nesach, the wine is considered complete when it enters the bar, even before the pits surface. While Rabbi Kiva holds regarding both Trumas Umaisus and Yayin Nesach that the wine is considered complete only after the pits surface, but not before when it entered the bar. The Gemara then cites a contradicting Mishnah Mesechtes Maisus. Yayin Mishayerid Lebar Biyakapa, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishayishala Bechavius. The Chum hold regarding Trumas and Maisus, the wine is considered complete only when the pits surface in the bar. While Rabbi Kiva holds regarding Trumas and Maisus that the wine is considered complete only after it was transferred from the bar into barrels. And the Gemara explains that there is no machlekes between the Braisa and Mishnah Mesechtes Maisus, and the Braisa must be reworded to conform with the Mishnah. Yayin Mishayerid Lebar Biyakapa, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishayishala Bechavius. However, our Mishnah here in Masechta Avodah Zarah clearly says Ve'ino Isa Yayin Nesach at Sheyerid Lebar. Therefore, according to Rava, Tulasa Tanoihi, there are three opinions. Our Mishnah holds regarding both Trumas Amaisus and Yayin Nesach and Sheyerid Lebar. The Chacham holds regarding both Mishi Kappa Bebar, and Rabbi Kiva holds regarding both Mishi Shalab Chavias. The Gemara offers a second approach. Perhaps there is no machlekes between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Amaisus, because we can differentiate between Yayin Nesach and Trumas Amaisus as follows. It is only regarding Yayin Nesach that our Mishnah rules Mishayerid Lebar, because Shani Yayin Nesach Dachmir Beirabanan. The Chum were more stringent with Yayin Nesach that the wine becomes us at an earlier point. However, regarding Trumas and Maisus, our Mishnah may concur either with the Chacham that Mishikaba Bebar, or that with Rabbi Kiva that Mishayashal Bechavias. The Mishnah taught Yerid Lebar, Masha Bebar Aser, Vashar Motor. If the Akum touched the wine after it entered the bar, only the wine inside the bar becomes forbidden, while the remaining wine inside the gas is permitted, because this wine was not yet complete. Rav Huna says, Leishana elish lehichzer gargusni legas mutter, aval hichzer gargusni legas aser. The wine inside the gas is permitted only if the strainer was not put back into the gas. But if the strainer was put back into the wine inside the gas becomes forbidden because the yayin nesach inside the strainer was mixed into the wine in the gas. And as the Gemara explains, the wine inside the gargasni became yayin nesach either through nitzik, the flow from the strainer to the bar, and Rav Huna holds nitzik chibur, the flow that goes from one kli to the other connects the two bodies of liquid as one, and the wine in the gargusni is considered bebar. Or the wine inside the gargusni became yayin nesach because shefchasasei bayrei, the bar overflowed and its yayin nesach went into the gargusni. The Gemara proceeds with the halacha of nisuch de regel loishmei nisuch. Wine becomes yayin nesach only if a non-Jew touched it with his hand, but it does not become yayin nesach if he touched wine with his feet, as we see in the following incident. Ahu yenuka de tana akum b'shis shnei. There was a child who studied the Masechtas Avodah Zarah at age 6, and he was asked, Mal lidrachim ha'akum b'gas? Is it permitted for a Jew and non-Jew to press wine together with their feet? The yenuka answered, Derchin im ha'akum b'gas. It is permitted if the tzayar naluhu liyadeh. The non-Jew's hands are tied so that he cannot touch the wine. And although b'hokum anasach b'regel, the non-Jew's feet do touch the wine, this is not a concern because nitzach d'regel loishmei nitzach. The Gemara now discusses whether the concept of nisach d'regel loishmei nisach applies only to heter hano, that the wine remains permitted only in other benefits, but it's forbidden for drinking, or this concept applies even to heter shtia, the wine is permitted even for drinking. As there was an incident of nisach d'regel and b'shehiyah Shmuel tlasa rigli. Shmuel put off his decision until the Shalosh Regalim passed, because as Rashi explains, Shei miskabtsin l'shmei drasha, the Chacham come together to hear the drasha before Yom Tov, and Shmuel was hoping he would be able to issue a heter shtia. As the Gemara explains, nisach de regel is comparable to maga shaloi b'kavanas nisach. The non-Jew touched wine with no intentions to pour the wine, which depends on the following machlekes. The Chacham hold madadu bein b'yad bein b'regel yimacher. If a non-Jew measured wine with his hand or feet, the wine must be sold because they hold maga shaloi b'kavanah is aser b'shtia, but mutter b'hanah. Rav Nosson disagrees and says it depends. B'yad aser, if the non-Jew measured the wine by hand, the wine is aser b'hanah. B'regel mutter, if he measured the wine with his foot, the wine is mutter. But it is not clear whether the wine is only mutter b'hanah or even mutter b'shtia. However, in the later Mishnah, Reb Shimon clearly holds that Magash lebekavana mutar b'shtiyah. And Shmuel was hoping to find another Tana who supports Reb Shimon, and then he would permit the Nisach de Regel even for drinking.